Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth. Hucklebug Nation.
Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny, and this is episode 709 of The Hucklebug, which I just confirmed.
Yes.
Because I thought it was 708.
A little late recording, and whose fault was it? Not mine.
It was the Hokies. Fucking Hokies.
Those damned Hokies.
The Hokies have cursed us. This is a problem, too, because they play Saturdays, and that's when we record. Are they going to curse us every Saturday, or is
the
it
Hokies
just
Hokies are... What was it back when you studied history in India? There was the caste of the Untouchables. The Hokies are the caste of people you could not get near.
Oh, that's, yes.
Do not get near the Hokies people. They will spoil you as well.
When
as
you
they
said,
did me today.
When you said the caste of the Untouchables, I was thinking of the movie.
Stack,
I was thinking of the movie with Kevin Costner and... Sean Connery, but yeah, cashed with an E at the end of it. I get it. All right, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know why. For a second, I thought you disappeared. I hear you.
Lord,
yeah, you're good.
Mercy.
Everything's good. Sorry. Now I'm just, you know, we're starting our recording about an hour late. We had some technical issues. Bet's had a weather delay. There's a lot going on, but it is all the fault of the fucking Hokies. So we blame.
Yes.
Them. Come on, Hokies, get your shit together. Let's do some shout-outs, shall we?
Rawr!
Rawr! And we will begin on hucklebug.com, where we have a shout-out for Tina.
Stand
in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment.
And she says, hi there. Hi.
Hello.
Love listening to all your shenanigans, heads up and all.
Okay, well, we'll keep doing it then.
Next time we got to do pod decks.
Good idea. I'm down with it.
She says, thank you for checking out Chloe's website. Was just to give you an idea. You don't have to watch. Won't do a head on you.
She's not going to give us a quiz. I am interested in watching it. Some of the stuff looked good.
And she says, Twiglets are a savory snack like Marmite Crunchy Sticks.
Okay.
I don't know how I missed Twiglets when I was over there.
Yeah.
I do remember having Twix, which we have over here.
Twix is different, though. Twix is yummy.
Oh, Twix is yummy. I am only seeing Squeeze once, as I hate crowds, too. Mm-hmm. My memory, Cincinnati, I, quote-unquote, stand.
In the place where you live.
And Daisy What's-Her-Face, who is Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley, that's her
was
face.
In the latest Star Wars.
Yeah, thank
Star
you.
Wars, well, that's why I don't know her.
Yeah.
Doja Cat is an R&B artist. I thought
she
was a rapper, but I'm going on vacation too. Have fun.
All right.
I'm out of here as always. Take too much of your time. Ever say that.
Nonsense. We love it. Thank you, Tina. We appreciate
our time is your time.
That's true. I mean, you know, really. Thank you though for your shout out. We appreciate you. If we bounce over to the Facebook page, on the missive, there is a shout out for Kelly with an I. And she says, I am at an outdoor music festival this weekend. Last night, Lucas Nelson and Brandi Carlile. And tonight, One Republic and Sting. I feel so hip and with it. Except that you can't get out of the 5-inch off the ground chairs we had to bring to sit on. She says, have a good show. Go Hokies. Started on the Hokies. They ruined our show today.
Ye of too much faith.
Those little chairs. So,
Oh God!
Here in Bellingham in the summertime, in June and July, there's a park right across the street from where my friend Marla lives, friend of the Hucklebug Marla, Elizabeth Park, where they do a concert series every Thursday. in the summertime. And yeah, I have to bring, I'm bringing my camping chair, which is, you know, more like the height of a normal regular chair. But I used to bring one of those little ones that are way down on the ground. And I was telling Bette this, I'd have to roll out of those chairs and get on my hands and knees to stand again.
I and cannot then everybody thinks you're drunk. And...
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, don't give her any more wine. I'm like, joke's on you. I didn't even bring any wine.
And I do have to say, Kelly, with an IE, I once saw Sting. I've seen the Police, and boy, what a show they put on. Mm-hmm. I once saw Sting supporting Squeeze. Believe he supported Squeeze.
Wow.
And it was one of the worst concerts I'd ever seen.
Oh, no.
He sang like six songs over a 2-hour period. They were all that long. God. But one of my favorite PBS concerts I ever saw was Sting. And he did all the hit. He was fantastic. So I hope he was the good Sting for you.
Yeah, I hope you get good Sting, Kelly, with an IE.
Because he does have some great songs.
I love Sting and I love the Police. Sting went through a couple of phases where I was like, I don't care for that album so much. But I mean, you know.
Well, that's probably when I saw him support Squeeze.
That's what I was thinking. It's probably when he was in his, tantric sex
in his
phase.
Doodly phase.
Yes, exactly. When Sting was in his nobody will ever say no to me face.
Right.
I think every like major artist or actor or you know, athlete even, everybody, they all need one person in their entourage who will go,
yes,
that's not a good idea. No. I recommend against that.
And it has to be written into their contract that they cannot be fired when they
right.
say.
Exactly. For saying no, that's a bad idea. This is a stupid idea. You're gonna lose your shirt on this. Also, under last week's episode on Facebook, Tina, bless your heart, she tells us exactly who Daisy What's-Her-Face Ridley is. Yay. She played Rey in Star Wars The Force Awakens, which I did see. I saw The Force Awakens, so I know. I remember her. And then there's a picture of Twiglets. That's what they look like. Yeah. They look yummy. I bet they're all kinds of flavors, right? Just like you guys do your crisps. I was going to say chips, but chips is different in England. You know, they
ketchup
got
and spring onion were my favorites.
All we have here is like we have barbecue. Oh, we do have now. We do. We've got you know.
Now we
salt
have
and vinegar. We've got cheddar,
sea cheddar salt, cheddar and pickle, bacon. Pickle chips, which I've never had.
Me either. But you know, some of those
jalapeno, they're fun.
Yeah, sometimes.
While you're eating them. Later you know, on, not
you know
so
what's good. The when it comes back, not so much fun. Harvest sun chips, the sun chips, the garden salsa sun chips. Those.
Oh, that sounds good. I've never had
those. And the harvest cheddar. Harvest cheddar is also good. Anyways, thank you, Tina, for clearing up. That's exactly kind of what I expected Twiglets to look like. They look like little twigs.
Little twigs.
Yeah. All right, so thank you for clearing that up. We appreciate the comments, Kelly with an IE and Tina. Thank you, guys.
As the old joke goes, what's brown and sticky?
A stick.
A stick.
Yes. That's one of my favorite jokes. Nice and clean, easy to remember. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's not, it's not the funniest thing you ever heard in your life, but it's not bad.
Did somebody just blow a horn in your
phone? Yeah, I told you, my window's open. My window's open because it's hot. So we might hear things like that or dogs barking or whatever. It's okay. All righty. Well, thank you for your shout-outs, everybody. We appreciate y'all. And now I have a movie.
Yes, tell me about your movie.
Well, I think this one might interest you, Bette. It's called Relax, I'm from the Future. And I watched it on Amazon. You can watch it free on Amazon through a service they call Freevee.
Oh, I've done Freevee before.
So you have to sit through ads. I'm such a lunatic about ads that I paid $3 to rent it with no ads.
Oh, okay.
That's how I roll. But if you're not one of those people, if you don't roll that way, the reason I do it is because in movies, especially, they'll throw a commercial in right in the middle of somebody's fucking line, you know. They'll just go, it's been 10 minutes, boom, let's put a commercial.
Oh, Don't I know it? So drives me nuts.
I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. It makes me angry.
Why can you not just wait to fade to black?
Yeah, exactly. Just wait until there's a scene. You know, wait till the scene's over. Yeah, exactly. A fade to black, a smash cut, something. Anyway, so I couldn't count on that, so I went ahead and paid the $3 to rent it. So Relax, I'm From the Future stars Rhys Darby, who was Murray on Flight of the Conchords, and he's also in Our Flag Means Death. He's a New Zealand comic. He's awesome. I absolutely love him. He's described in like the, you know, the setup, the log line or whatever for the movie. He's described as a charming but bumbling time traveler. And Rhys Darby basically he specializes in playing charming, bumbling characters. So he's great. He has arrived from...
Is that R-H-Y-S or R-E-E?
It's R-H-Y-S. Well done. D-A-R-B-Y. Yeah, see if you can find his picture.
He does not look familiar to me.
He's absolutely fantastic. I know you haven't seen Flight of the Conchords, because I think it was on Showtime.
Oh, he was also in What We Do in the Shadows, so I have seen him, I just don't remember.
He was in the movie. He was the werewolf. He was the guy's werewolves, not swearwolves. That guy. So yeah, he had a brief role in What We Do in the Shadows, in the movie.
It's been forever since I've seen the movie.
Anyway, he arrives from the future to around our time, and he comes across a woman who actually she just finds him sitting by a fountain outside and gives him, she has like some leftover nachos. And she goes, "Hey, bud, you want this?" And they kind of strike up a little friendship. And he's kind of chosen her to be his ally here in this time period, because he knows from reading his history that she is inconsequential. He basically tells her that you never do anything that matters, which is why it's okay for me to talk to you and tell you about the future, because there's nothing that you're going to do that's going to change the shape of history. You're just not one of those people. So, but he is on a mission to change the future, or to make some changes. It's a very charming movie. It's really funny. It's not drop dead hilarious. You're not going to be rolling on the floor, but it is very funny. And then, you know, like a lot of time travel movies, there's some stuff at the end where you're like, I don't get how that works. But that always happens in time travel, doesn't it? I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's here, and then he comes here, and then shouldn't there be a paradox? Well,
but, you know, in time travel that, you know, anything can happen. So you
know.
Have to kind of suspend.
That's right. You got to just let yourself go. But I know that you're a fan of time travel movies. So
you
might enjoy this one. I'm going to give it a big thumbs up.
All right.
Again, it's called Relax, I'm From the Future. I don't remember the names of anybody else who's in it, but Rhys Darby's the lead. And that's that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have a little something, and I will clarify this.
Yeah, thank you. It confused me, so, you know, might confuse others.
Bette's Beef of the Week.
Right.
And it's not I've round. It's a different kind of beef. Which means I'm a little peeved at something.
Bette has beef.
And I have a main beef, and it breaks my heart to do the main beef, but even more to do the bubbling under beef.
Mm-hmm.
My beef this week is for betterhelp.com, which is where I do my online therapy.
Right.
And I've never been fond of this once I learned how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
BetterHelp does not charge by your session. They charge
By week, right? Or by month?
By the month.
Yeah.
But it kind of averaged, well, when I signed up, it averaged out to 4 weeks, $80 a week. It was like $320.
Right.
Which is very reasonable. But then this year they raised it to $90 a week for 4 weeks. So it's now $360.
Mm.
But the thing of it is, if you miss a session, you're paying for nothing.
For nothing, right.
And twice, I will say, I have missed a session, and that's mm-hmm. nobody's fault but mine.
So right.
That's right. But when your therapist misses a session.
Yeah, that's a bullshit.
That sucks. And as mm-hmm. much as I love Todd.
Yeah.
This is probably the fourth time he has pulled out of a session for me. Right. Once he was sick, nobody can yeah. help that. That sure. I understand. Once I went and hooked up for my session and said, it was like 10 minutes in, I said, Todd, are you there? Anyone and he there? Came back and he said, oh my gosh, I thought I had cleared all of my appointments. I'm in Pittsburgh visiting my parents. Okay, well, screw that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third time, and this really makes me wonder about Todd. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't ask personal questions. I've learned with therapy not to do that.
Yes, that's good. He's taught you that much, at least.
My other therapist.
Oh, okay.
don't ever get personally involved.
Right. That's right. I remember.
Yeah. But he said, I'm so sorry. I have to cancel our appointment. An emergency came up at my full-time job, mm-hmm. and I can't get out of it.
Right.
So am I just like, you know, what he does after hours and on the weekends?
I think so. I think that's what most, I think a lot of these, a lot of the therapists who work at BetterHelp and
you know, I thought he got up at 9 and got on BetterHelp and helped people, and then he shut down at 9 o'clock. And
yeah, he's got a day job. Apparently not. Yeah, he's got a day job, and then he works online with people. You know, when he doesn't have a session booked in his afternoon or
and
whatever.
Then this week, came home on a Tuesday. I had decided I was going to actually cook on the stove and everything.
Wow!
Because I found a recipe that looked easy. It was like all in one pan. Mm-hmm. So I got home. I curtailed my driving around so I could get home early. Got all my stuff out, did my chopping of vegetables, made my dish. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it done. Came to the computer, fired up. I had like 8 minutes before my appointment. Yeah. Fired it up, and it said, oh, I'm sorry, I have a personal emergency and I can't be here today. And I'm paying. And
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Folks, I'm in another one of those kind of phases that comes and goes where my bank account is bleeding money.
Yeah, it's not cool.
And I keep thinking, I'm paying for all of these. And and you know, when I was telling Pat about it, she said, well, it should be up to him to reschedule. Well, yeah. When I say reschedule, when it says, you know, pick another appointment, I go on Tuesdays, and basically Tuesday is all I've got. So he's got somebody for every other day of the week.
Right.
So if he's not there on a Tuesday,
you're not going to get him.
As we say around here, shit out of luck.
That's a pisser. That's a real pisser. I personally would recommend, you know, sending a note to, I don't know, support@betterhelp.com or something similar. You're not the first person to have these issues with BetterHelp.
When we get back together and he says, oh, I'm so sorry, I wasn't there last week. Mm-hmm. I don't have the balls to say, well, you know.
Right. But that's what he's supposed to be helping you with. He's supposed to be helping you find
me.
The
I just say, oh, that's okay.
It's okay, Todd. But that's the kind of thing that he's supposed to be helping you find the balls to talk. You know, it would be an excellent exercise for you to go. Frankly, I'm a little bit annoyed by it, man. I'm not getting my money's worth out of this.
Hey, Todd, remember when you told me I shouldn't be so afraid to say something?
Yeah,
well, exactly. Listen to this.
Here's what I got to say. I'm spending a whole lot of money on this service, and I'm only meeting with you half the time I'm supposed to. What's going on? That's my recommendation. And the other thing is, if BetterHelp.com is anything like The Athletic or other online subscriptions that I've been with, all you have to do is threaten to leave and they will lower your price.
Oh, okay. Hey, Comcast does that.
Yeah. The Athletic does it every year. Every year I tell The Athletic, no, forget it. That's way too much money. I'm not going to do it. They're like, well, how about for half? I'm like, well, yeah, for half I'll do it. Sure. I wish you luck with that. That sucks. I'm really sorry. That's a good beef to have, but it's sad that you have that beef.
Yes. A flat iron steak is much better. You were right.
Yes, a flat iron steak is, I would say, one of the best beefs.
Yes.
Prime rib is probably my favorite beef, but only if it's done right. if it's not done right, don't even
fucking bring it to my table. I love a good T-bone.
Ooh, T-bone's good too. A lot of good meat on a T-bone.
Filet mignon, can't beat that.
Yeah, filet is good. All right, there's lots of good beefs. Lots of good beefs. I have a watch your phraseology this week, and it's the jig is up, which I'm kind of surprised we haven't done. I kind of assumed that it had to do with a jig, like dancing, Irish jig sort of thing. Oh, we're all done with that dance, so the jig is up. But that's not it.
Okay.
It says the phrase, the jig is up, surfaced more than 200 years ago. Now, another article that I read said it comes from, it even says here, some scholars believe it originally referred to the end of either a trick or a game, since the word jig had acquired this meaning by the time Shakespeare was writing plays. So they thought it was the game is up.
Okay.
Right. And somebody said that another article that I looked at said that it was from Elizabethan times. However, the first published use of it isn't until 1800. So I have a hard time believing it's from Elizabethan times.
Right.
And that first publishing in the 1800s was in Philadelphia. So I don't even think it came from England. I actually think it came from the United States, but nothing is backing me up on that. It's just a guess. And of course, it says the exact origin is unknown, with speculation ranging from the end of a musical performance, like the jig, Irish jig, to the removal of a fishing line from water, because a fishing line is also called a jig.
The anglers... jig is up. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But it also says the angler's term didn't catch on until the 1860s. So that seems unlikely. First recorded use of a similar phrase, the jig is over, appeared in 1777. And then a Philadelphia newspaper published the earliest known version of our current expression, the jig is up. So that was, this is about 20 years later. So it was around 1800 is what I said. But so it sounds like nobody actually knows. So maybe that's why we've never done it before. But I would have thought the dance, but apparently jig is a joke or a game or something like that. And that's what they're saying.
I personally like the fishing line one, but you know.
I like that too.
The time doesn't work, so.
Okay. What do you got next, Bet?
Well, I have something, and I think I've used this as a subject before, called Adopt, Adapt, and Improve.
Love it.
Which, of course, comes from King Arthur's court.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And a Monty Python sketch.
I think I've heard it in a Monty Python sketch, but I also just, I assumed that was a much more recent phrase. I had no idea it came all the way from
King Arthur. Well, the Monty Python sketch says it comes from King Arthur.
Well, may or may not.
But I like it.
Yes, same here.
And so, after my beef of the week, this is better news in Bedland. And it's about my knees.
Yeah.
And also about my mind. And
okay.
I'll try to kind of rein this in. But,
yeah, that's all right.
You know, I have things that I do now that my knees are like they are in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I do them in a certain way, whether it hurts or not, because my mind says, this is how you do it. You do it every day this way, you know?
Yeah.
So when I come home and I go into my house, people, it's two steps.
Right.
The first step is short. So, you know, I left foot on the short step, pull myself up.
Yeah.
Then the second step is a bit higher. And so I put my left foot on the, you know, step.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all I can do to lift myself and my other foot onto that step. There's often a scream, which is not a scream like, ah, but like,
right.
ah.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just getting harder and harder to the point where for like 6 weeks, I just it's in my mind and it won't leave. There's going to be a point her, I can't get into my house anymore.
Well, it's not a bad idea to put in a ramp.
I'm going to have to right now find somebody to make me a ramp, you know.
Ziffle will make you a ramp. If Doug hears this episode, he'll be flying out there building you a ramp next weekend. We're not doing the Hucklebug anyway.
However, Thursday on my afternoon off, I got home and I started up that step. And when I got, when I had my left foot on the high step, I was just frozen. I mean, my mind, my anxiety just completely took me over.
Right.
And I thought, I can't get up this step.
I'm going to die here.
I'm going to die here, or I'm going to stand here for the next 5 years of my life.
Yeah,
what am I going to do? I'm dying. I'm a failure. I'm awful. And so I just kept standing there. And then it hit me. Something I have not been doing because my mind tells me I do things in a certain way.
Right.
Back when I was having therapy with Dr. Nemassage, who used to be Dr. Assmassage.
Yes.
He talked about going up and down stairs.
Yeah.
And he said the easiest thing to remember, your bad knee, you go down steps with that.
Yes.
And your good knee, you go up. And he said the best way to remember is up with the good and down with the bad.
Right.
And I thought, ooh, up with the good and down with the bad. Okay, let me see. So I put my bad leg down. Got my good leg up. Found, I held onto the doorknob. And the step rail.
Okay.
One, two, three. Popped right up.
Just like that.
Didn't hurt. Didn't. Perfect. It was perfect. It was perfect. And even now, it happened today, because it's only been 3 days.
Yeah, you got to retrain your breathing.
Once I get to the steps, I think, oh God, I'm not going to be able to do this. Okay, up with the good, down with the bad.
Right.
One, two, three. Up.
Up.
Adopt, adapt, and improve.
There you go.
But I'm still thinking about the ramp. But I'm getting... I mean, to get into my house pain-free is amazing.
That's fantastic.
So also, highlight of the week.
Well, that's great. Wow, highlight of the week, getting into the house without pain. I love that. Jesus, you would have a hard time here. I'm on the second floor.
Oh.
If you come visit me, we're going to have to go stay in a hotel with an elevator. My building doesn't, some of the buildings here do have elevators, but mine is not one of them. All right. I have an Ask Reddit. This is the Ask Reddit.
Yay, we love Ask Reddit.
I skipped last week. So this is really this is an Ask Reddit question of last week. The question, which has been removed, but fortunately all the comments are still here. The question is, what would you delete in the world to make it a better place? So what thing currently exists in the world would you delete, remove it entirely to make the world a better place?
Well, what obviously pops into mind first is guns.
Oh, guns. That's good. Donald Trump was the very first thing.
Well,
take that guy out and everything's a lot better. Just remove him completely from history.
Well, yeah, he'd have to be removed from history. Because if you take him out, you still got all of those wing nuts.
I know. I want to remove him completely. I mean, the wing nuts will still be out there, but they won't be organized. that was the first thing that was in my mind. This comment here was the top answer, although it has since been surpassed by other answers. But this was the top answer when I first found this question on Reddit. It says, those lamps that have the switch underneath the bulb, but it's not a switch, it's a bar you have to push, but you can only get to it by going down so you burn your hand, or you can only get it with one finger and it hurts your finger. Or racism is your answer. Which is like, that's Reddit in a nutshell, that answer.
I've never heard of those lamps before.
Oh, you push on one side and the light turns on, then you push the other side.
Okay.
Really old fashioned lamps.
Right.
Okay. I mean, these days, everybody's lamps are, every lamp that I've bought in the last 10 years, almost every lamp I've bought in the last 10 years, are smart lamps that I can control with my phone or Alexa. So that's kind of nice. There's a lot more stuff in here. Do you have any other ideas that would be good things to delete? Gosh. Racism is a good answer.
Racism is great. Yes.
Violence.
Or any ism, you know, the people who hate.
LGBTQ. Hatred.
Hatred.
Hatred would be, actually, hatred would cover the whole deal, wouldn't it? Remove hatred. Here's a few more answers that are in. Okay. And, you know, and here is me going Donald Trump, and these people start, these Redditors, they come up with all kinds of good answers here. Human trafficking. That's a good thing to delete.
That's yeah.
Rapists.
Rapists. Papists.
Mother rapers. Father rapers.
Father stabbers. Father rapers.
Cancer.
Cancer. Oh, for us. Oh, God.
One guy says, my next door neighbor, he's a cunt. Guy underneath it says, I also choose this guy's neighbor. Mosquitoes. It's a good answer.
Oh, yeah. They're especially bad right now.
Yeah, it's summertime. Political corruption, weapons of mass destruction, rapists, pedophiles, corruption, urban decay, pandemics, junk mail. There's all kinds of things here. Bed bugs. All social media, says somebody on Reddit, which is a social media site.
I don't understand the thing about junk mail. Just throw it away. It's not the end of the world.
Just put it in the recycling. That's what I do. I just put it directly in the recycling. It's not the end of the world, but I feel like it's the only reason the United States Postal Service still exists.
Yeah.
Is just to bring me junk mail.
It's an annoyance. It's not something that needs to be deleted, you know.
Anxiety, God, I would be so happy if anxiety was deleted.
Lord have mercy.
Some good answers here. Listeners, what would you delete from the world in order to make it a better place? It's a bit more serious than we normally do here on the Hucklebug, but, you know, good answers. There's probably a ton more here, but I'm not going to get into the rest of them. Ooh, we're out of time. Let's do our U rules.
Okay. I have one.
Okay, who is it?
And it is, I'm going to try to pronounce this guy's name. I'm sure you will know how to, so.
Yeah.
And I hope you know this.
I don't know.
It is to the LA Dodgers.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani?
Shohei Ohtani, yes.
Shohei Ohtani, yeah.
Did you see this
His dog?
His dog. Well, he is a pitcher for the Dodgers. And one day...
He's a two-way player, actually. He's also a DH. He also hits.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But it was his night to have a bobblehead. And the bobblehead is of him, and on his shoulder is his little dog, whose name is Decoy, which I think is adorable. Okay.
Yeah,
but
cute.
Decoy throughout the first pitch,
sort of. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so but you in the cutest way
is adorable,
ever. And just to see a guy love his dog and the dog be so happy, we'll find a clip and put it on.
But, yeah, I've seen it. I'll be able to track that down.
But in times when you don't feel so good, that was a feel good.
It is. It's a love. It's cute. I have to admit. I'm Shohei. The only thing about Shohei Ohtani is that this is a little bit of it's a little bit of a puff piece from the Dodgers to kind of make it seem like a good guy, because there were some serious gambling allegations.
Oh, is that him?
Yes, and his translator took the fall.
Oh, I didn't know that was him. I remember that
same guy. It's the same guy. He's an amazing baseball
player. Maybe
Decoy is the one with the game. maybe his translator really is the guy who was placing all of those bets.
Dogs are smart. Who knew?
That's true. Steve Martin had the same thing with his cats, right? They weren't gambling, but they spent all his money or something like that, according to some old routine. But regardless, I don't want to piss on your parade. It was still a lovely video.
It was
Shohei's dog taking out the first pitch. It was very cute. My U rule, I have one U rule, but it's for two people. I want to give a U rule to Eric and Ashley at Honda of Bellingham. Because I'm pleased to say I am now the proud owner of the car that I've been leasing for the last 3 years.
Woohoo!
Went down last week. It was time to do it. So I've done the conversion. So now I'm doing the purchase. I'm going to be paying for it for a while, which is dumb. But then there you go. It was they made the process very painless and easy. So I want to give them a U rule for.
Yay!
It was a nice little rainy Sunday afternoon activity. And now the car's mine. But sadly, I'm getting a new license plate. I was all used to the license plate. And Apparently, when you go from leasing to owning the vehicle.
Oh, because the ownership kind of.
Exactly. The ownership changes. So it's no longer my my license plate. So my license plate's gone. I got a temporary license plate. And I don't. And apparently, I have a new creditor as well, but a local bank. But I didn't get like my little booklet to like make my payments or anything. So I don't know really what's going to happen when it's time for me to make my payment. But hopefully something arrives in the mail soon. I've gotten a couple emails from the bank saying click here and do your thing and like set up your account online. And they're like, you just need to enter your account number. I'm like, I don't know my account number. I haven't heard from you guys.
You know, I'd love a new car so much, but I ain't going there.
It's too hard.
But yesterday after work,
yeah,
when I drove out three times in three different places in our area,
yeah,
I was almost broadsided by idiot drivers.
Oh, man.
Two almost backed into me, and one almost hit me head on. Wow. And I just keep thinking, it would be worth it if they would just hit me and I
total the car.
Total the car and I could start anew.
That's right. You start all over again. Oh, well, hopefully.
And if I'm hurt, there's a settlement in there. You know,
that's right. You can even,
I could get a luxury model.
That's right. You can get a luxury model. Plus, you know, maybe you can put some of the money towards maybe fixing a joint or two. But you've been failing you anyway. It was like the time that my car got hit. And I was able to replace the door panel, which was badly dented from some other, you know, little scrape.
Yeah.
It was just lucky that it was right where I have to get hit.
The world is sad when you start thinking that way.
That's true. I don't want you to get hurt, though. Make sure you don't get hurt, seriously hurt. Like a little thing, you know, like a new knee. Get a new knee.
Well, I was going to say, I'll take a head injury. Just stay away from the knees, please.
No, Christ. No. This is what I'm saying. If you get your knee hit, then you can get it fixed for free.
Well, this is true,
right? So you can get it fixed for free. I don't want you to don't get a head injury. Whatever you do, that's
because
you don't
then
mess
it would
around
be.
With
I am Stinny. I like gravy.
I like gravy. Oh, that would be quite a show. Well, that's it, that gang. That is our Huckabug this week. We're off next week because
we almost did it on time. Believe it or not,
really close. I'm very pleased with how well we've
done.
Wow. Yeah, we're off next week. We're very likely off the week after that as well. So we're definitely off the 7th, possibly the 14th as well.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we're still here, and it's still only 7:41 in my area of the world. Yes. Happy birthday, Glenn Tilbrook.
Happy birthday, Glenn Tilbrook. I saw that on Facebook today. I didn't even realize I was Facebook friends with him until I saw that. I should have wished him a happy birthday. I didn't do it. It's very late there for him now. He's, I'm sure, in bed by this time. I would hope so.
He's older than me, so he's probably in bed right now.
Yeah, at his age, I would hope so. Gang, thank you so much for listening to the Huckabug. We'll be back. We'll be back the 21st for sure.
In a bit.
Yeah. And until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to the Huckabug. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye bye. We love you. Mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Huckabug.
And it's 7:08, is that right? Or are we on 7:09 now?
7:09.
No, we're on 7. This is 7:08, isn't it? Oh, you're right, 7:09. No, oh, my God. Holy shit, it was 7:08 last week.
Don't do your last week's show.
I won't. That'll be boring for everybody.